Moving on to other news now. Here in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel has approved a criminal inquiry into a prominent talk show host who poked fun at Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Last month, Jan Böhmermann recited a poem on live TV that mocked Erdogan with crude references to bestiality. This prompted Turkey to seek his prosecution, invoking an old German law that criminalizes the insulting of foreign leaders.
Angela Merkel took a week to respond to the explosive request from Ankara and had three of her government's ministers examine it. She has now cleared the way to launch a criminal probe against television satirist Jan Böhmermann. Under the rule of law, it's not up to the government, but rather it's up to prosecutors and the courts to weigh the freedom of the individual against freedom of the press and of artistic expression. Böhmermann has been at the center of much political and public discussion since the end of March. In his show, he said, "What happens next is something that satire in Germany is not allowed to do." And then the comedian recited a taunting poem about the Turkish president, Erdogan. His response was a criminal complaint due to defamation. Erdogan has invoked a clause that has existed in German statutes since 1871. Whoever insults a foreign head of state must face detention or a fine. The German government would now like to get rid of this clause. It's too late to relieve the pressure of the current situation. Merkel's coalition partners, the Social Democrats, have their own opinion. Our view is that the authority of the corresponding clause 103(4)(a) should not have been evoked. Freedom of opinion and artistic expression are the most highly protected items in our Constitution. The majority of Germans do not agree with Merkel's decision. Some views from Berlin. It was bad taste, but artistic expression must somehow be protected. I think it's still just satire, and since we still have freedom of opinion and freedom of the press here in Germany, there's nothing to question here. I don't think her decision is right, but she's probably under pressure. But Merkel's decision won't stop the discussion. The opposition says she's appeasing Erdogan to protect the deal with Turkey on the migration crisis.